And now it's time to read from your emails and blog comments. The rescue of J.C. Dugard 18 years after she was kidnapped brought up more questions than answers about the role of law enforcement and parole and about the responsibility we have as neighbors and citizens. If history has shown us anything, it is that we as citizens cannot depend on the police or other local authorities to handle everything. The police and other local authorities cannot simply do it all. I have several small children, and so do several of my neighbors. Collectively, we all make a concerted effort to keep our eyes on the neighborhood children. I believe that we, as citizens, are in some sense our brother's keeper and should be aware of what's going on around us. That by email from Mike Berry. We launched a new series last week, Day in the Life. With fires burning around Los Angeles, we looked at the job of forest firefighters. Mary Hewles in Longview, Washington, has been involved in wildland firefighting for 2 decades and emailed to tell us, I often work on mop-up, the search-and-destroy part of the fire. This is extinguishing the remaining heat after the fire front has gone through an area. It's less glamorous than the initial attack, but vital to keep a fire from possibly escaping any containment lines. It's hard, dirty work that can grind on for days. It doesn't give one the adrenaline rush of fighting the flames, but somebody needs to do it. Don't forget the many folks who support the people out on the fire line. The people working on the flaming front get all the glory, but we all do lots of hard work to support them. Finally, please hold. Your call is important to us. We talked about the science of keeping people holding online. No surprise, none of you told us you like to be kept on hold, but you did suggest ways companies can keep you from hanging up. From Chris Kerrer in Ypsilanti, Michigan, why can't we choose our own hold music? While you hold, please press 1 to listen to the Rolling Stones, press 2 to listen to a Mozart sonata, press 3 to listen to Cake, and so on. This can't be technically impossible, can it? Nick in Milwaukee suggests tapes of stand-up comedians. And our staff favorite from Candace Lapp in Portland, Oregon, a great way to keep me on hold for any length of time would be to play live NPR radio. If you have questions, comments, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And a service representative will be with you shortly. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, Kareem Estefan, Dahlia Martinez, Abdul Ali, April Failing, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content. And our new intern is Anna White Knockleby. Gwen Uten directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Marty Curcius, Dennis Nielsen, and Kevin Waite. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Talk of the Nation's supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. And the NPR's executive producer of news programming is Ellen McDonald. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.